The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another installment of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, this is the 41st Annual Flower Festival with the Cathedral Arts Project. It's a wonderful tradition. And here to talk to us about it, James Pearson, the executive director of this Flower Festival. James, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Hey, thanks so much for giving us a call.
Can you just kind of reflect for a moment, 41 years? I mean, this festival is really quite a cherished tradition here in the Omaha area.
It is. People look forward to it. It happens at the same time every year, the last full weekend in January. And it's kind of a centerpiece of the winter. Now that Christmas is all past and people are like looking for something else to entertain them, the Flower Festival comes along, and it's usually a really bright spot in a really dismal and cold, terrible time of year. But, you know, it's a little bit better now, which is also very helpful for us.
Absolutely. This is held at St. Cecilia Cathedral. Before you even bring in these wonderful artistically designed flowers, the cathedral itself is stunning.
Yeah, the cathedral is a magnificent building designed by Thomas Rogers Kimball. And when it was built, one of the top 10 largest cathedrals in the United States, it has remained untouched as far as nothing has really been altered in the fabric of the cathedral except some decoration, which has been enhanced, but nothing has been removed or added to take away from the original design, which is very rare in these days.
In addition to these floral displays, which I'll have you talk about in just a moment, there's a lot more that goes on during this festival. Can you talk about that?
In coordination with the Flower Festival, we usually have art that the florists design around. This year, we're featuring Anthony Dion Brown, a young and up-and-coming artist who's been showing quite frequently in Lincoln, Omaha, and around. We also have an installation of his show in our gallery in the Cultural Center. But also we have local musicians performing virtually every hour during the Flower Festival. We have the Lithuanian Bakery serving food in our Cultural Center. And it's just kind of a community-wide effort to make this, you know, fantastic for the city.
Can you speak to the flowers, the variety, the arrangements? I mean, everything that goes into these wonderful displays, which are different each and every year, right?
They are. We don't really put too many parameters upon the florists, so they select what they want to do, which keeps it, you know, sort of fresh. And everyone has a different idea. There isn't anything really homogenous about it except the sort of general overriding theme. So consequently, the artistic eye and thought of each particular floral artist comes through in their own design work. Since they have a different perspective, they all use a different variety of flowers, different colors. So we get a really nice cross-section of what's possible.
This festival opens on January 22nd, runs through the 25th. And there are both ticketed events and also free events. Can you talk about some of each?
The first event is a ticketed event on Thursday, the 22nd, which is a preview night for our patrons who have paid for each space that we get donations for each space, and they're sponsored and named. And so we do a special dinner reception and viewing just for them. Then on Friday, we have a ticketed preview night primarily for our florists, but we also sell tickets for that for the general public. That way they can meet with the florists. It's pretty semi-private, but anyone can really come who wants to buy a ticket. And then Saturday, we open to the public with a special needs viewing, which is non-ticketed. And then the rest of the show is not ticketed. It's just the preview and patron nights that really are ticketed, primarily because we also have receptions that are part of that.
But basically, for those that wanted to pop in, you could just pop on down on Saturday or Sunday and get a chance to go through and really enjoy all of the bouquets, correct?
That's correct. After at 10 o'clock, the festival opens to the public on Saturday and goes until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then on Sunday, the doors open for the festival at 12 o'clock and go until 5 p.m.
You've been involved with this for a long time. How much fun is this for you?
It's a lot of fun. it's kind of like a family reunion every year. You know the florists, you know the artists. Everyone gets to come together. There's always a big buzz in the cathedral with people walking around and visiting with each other. And sometimes these florists don't see each other for a year because, you know, they're in their own shops and doing their own things. But this is kind of a big come together without the constraints of a convention or something. It's just a nice, friendly kind of family reunion atmosphere.
It's the 41st Annual Cathedral Arts Project Flower Festival. It opens on January 22nd, closes on January 25th. You can find information about ticket and non-ticketed events at cathedralartsproject.org. He's James Pearson. He's the Executive Director of the Flower Festival. James, thank you so much for taking the time. And boy, just have a wonderful festival this week.
Thanks. We appreciate your interest so very much.